The sphincter needs to close or to constrict and must remain constricted all the time because once food gets into the stomach walls start producing acid through the parietal cells to digest the food. This is part of the digestive process. The walls of the stomach are well adapted to the high level of acidity and are therefore adequately shielded from being harmed by the acid. Specifically, the mucus cells in the stomach walls produce enough mucus to coat the stomach walls entirely, thus protecting them from the highly acidic, low pH environment of the stomach. If the lower esophageal sphincter fails to close properly, a small amount of stomach acid flows back up into the esophagus, irritating and inflaming its walls, and produces that burning sensation. The walls of the esophagus are not like the stomach walls. They are not coated heavily with mucus. Over time, the constant and repeated flowing back of the acidic substance from the stomach up to the esophagus will ultimately damage the wall linings of the esophagus. Every time the acidic substances from the stomach leaks and touches the lining of the esophagus, it produces a burning sensation and other symptoms, which is actually our immune system's defensive reaction to the presence of acidic substance in the esophagus. In other words, these defensive reactions of the immune system, which we now come to recognize as symptoms of acid reflux, are our immune system's way of telling us there is an imbalance